Hello, this is my Advent Diary for December the 13th, 2018. Today is Thursday in the second week of Advent. This is a reading from the 7th chapter of Isaiah. And the Lord said to Isaiah, "Go forth to meet Ahaz, the king, you and Shear-Jashub, your son, at the end of the conduit of the upper pool, on the highway to the fuller's field, and say to him, 'Take heed, be quiet, do not fear, and do not let your heart be faint.'" In Wednesday's reading, we were transported with Isaiah into the very throne room of the Almighty One. What a spiritual high! In today's reading, the prophet has a conversation with the king of Judah, offering God's message about an impending invasion. In the space of a few verses, the reader travels from the Holy of Holies to the streets of Jerusalem, from singing the praises of God to a clandestine chat with an overwrought politician about the pragmatics of foreign policy. Wait a minute. Didn't Isaiah read the chapter in the Primer for Prophets entitled "Religion and Politics Don't Mix"? After all, that mantra has been a guiding principle of Western bourgeois society for so long, some of us may be tempted to think it was carved in stone in the days of Moses. Here in our country, with its Protestant hegemony and tendency toward dualism, the principle commonly referred to as the separation of church and state has degenerated into little more than an excuse to privatize faith, as if a person's faith can and should be kept hidden from public view at all times, except, of course, within the walls of a building constructed for the purpose of worship. Isaiah knows that we can no more separate our religious selves from our political selves than we can separate our spiritual selves from our physical selves. In the days of Isaiah of Jerusalem, everyone understood that religion, tribe or family, politics, economics, and everything in between was inevitably and invariably mixed together, pureed, if you will, into the stuff that constituted a person's identity, and by extension, the identity of a nation. Isaiah forcefully reminds the king that the real power protecting Judah is not to be found within armies or alliances. And the word of the Lord to an anxious monarch is, "Take heed, be quiet, do not fear, and do not let your heart be faint." Imagine that, a religious person telling a politician to be quiet. And at least for the moment, even more miraculous, the politician listened. Let us pray. Merciful God, who sent your messengers, the prophets, to preach repentance and prepare the way for our salvation, give us grace to heed their warnings and forsake our sins, that we may greet with joy the coming of Jesus Christ our Redeemer, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.